This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport. Got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and create an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Mm-hmm. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at DanEilerman.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BrukensPub.com.
Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
at M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt at 800-474-4123.
A 5-point second half for Botkins, which is still amazingly right in this game. Pretty baseline left. Goes to the rim. Great feed. Carter Kleiman got it for two. 36-34. Botkins within a goal. 3:22 to go, fourth quarter. Locked on the play. Wow. Locked on the play. Jacob Kleiman. Outlet to Paul. Botkins for the lead. Jamison Meyer. Good! Good! Botkins up one. Botkins up one. Jamison Meyer hoisted in a 29-footer.
What a great shot, a great break, and what an incredibly great block by Kleiman at the other end. I mean, he just stuffed him.
38-37. Trojans trail. Jamison Meyer back on the floor for Botkins. Carter Kleiman inbounding right of the rim. On the arc to Jamison. He lets it fly for 30. It's good! It's good! Botkins up two. Botkins up two. Jacob Kleiman to the stripe. 7.4 to go. 1-1. If he makes the first, this game should be in the books. Free throw, Jacob Kleiman up. It is rimming around and going in. Oh, it shook the whole backboard. It rattled in the cylinder for a couple seconds. Kerpoof, it fell through. Botkins up four. Botkins up four. 44-40. 7.4 remaining. Is there any denying this is by far the best D4 boys basketball team in the state of Ohio in 2021? No.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And they're going to get that really nice gold trophy to put in their case to be able to show everybody that they were.
Colleen Brandewey knocks it down. She hurled in a triple, a high archer. Redskins 51, Convoy Crestview 20. Fort Loramie, AP poll champs 3 straight years. This is state title number 3 in the last 8 completed OHSAA state tourneys. Here's Riley on a step. Riley Heitkamp stole it and blistered her way down the floor 60 feet to the rack. Beautifully done by Riley Heitkamp to close out this game.
11 young ladies have scored now for Fort Loramie.
Oh, my goodness. Celebration. Pandemonium. Fort Loramie girls out on the hardwood. They are hugging and rejoicing. Unfinished business is now completed. It's finished. Fort Loramie denied an opportunity to play in the state championship 1 year ago because of the health crisis. Comes back in a big way here in 2020-21 to win the state title easily, beating Convoy Crestview 66-24 and McDonald 60-26. Wow. No doubt who the best club is in the state in girls D4.
No, there wasn't one when we got here, but they certainly went out there and proved it.
And again, congrats to the Redskins seniors, Caitlin Gaston, Marin Heitkamp, Kenzie Holcher, Dana Rose, Jaden Putoff, Clara Gebhardt, Paige Eilerman.
They had to wait 2 years to get this, and boy, they never lost focus, ever.
Baseline left, Shoulders. Oh, what a maneuver. Oh, what a maneuver. Great drive, Shoulders. Head fake to the rack for a deuce.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Well, good evening to you, high school basketball fans. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Fort Loramie. Our first look at the Redskins boys here in the 2021-22 high school basketball campaign. My first look at Anna. Chuck has seen Anna when he worked the game last Friday night
between Anna and Botkins at the Trojans gym, or I should say at the Rockets gym. Should be a fine game tonight. Anna, Fort Loramie. They've had some real battles over the years. Anna swept Fort Loramie last season, 59-51 here, 70-52 in favor of Anna at the Rockets gym. McCain Finkenbein poured in 34 points of Anna's 55 in the victory here last season. Obviously, Fort Loramie has got to do something about that tonight. Not only guard McCain very closely, somehow, some way, face guard, don't let him get the ball. It's a real challenge for the Redskins.
Well, it is a challenge, and we were talking before the game. Last year, he was basically a three-point shooter. He is a basketball player now. He's got all phases of the game, and like you said, he gets in there, and he is a much better passer than people give him credit for, because they all just categorize him as a long-distance three-point shooter, and he is, but he has turned himself into a solid basketball player all phases.
Yeah, he's a multiple threat player now, that's for sure. And it's up to him to make his teammates look better.
Right.
And he can do that. He's capable of doing it. And Zach Ambus is another potential double-digit scorer for this Anna team. Finkenbein, by the way, had 46 against Indian Lake. 46, only 4 of 6 behind the arc. He made every free throw he shot, nearly 20 of them.
Jeez.
He's averaging about 29 a game is McCain Finkenbein. Anna has lost twice in 4 contests. Anna's 2-2, 0-1 in the Shelby County League, having dropped the game to Botkins at home last Friday night, 60-43. Anna was also clobbered by New Bremen. New Bremen beat Anna 83-56. Wins for Anna over Indian Lake 79-73 and New Knoxville 73-42. Zach Ambus had 14 in the victory over Indian Lake. And Dosik chipped in, had a pretty good game for Anna against New Knoxville. He had 11, did Drew Dosik. Fort Loramie off to a slow start. Redskins dropped their first game to Rushi. Made just 8 field goals, scored 22 points as the Redskins, Chuck, were shooting with their shoulder pads still on.
Yeah, they should have had Coach Wells come out and coach them. But they were 0-15 from behind the arc in that game.
Oh,
0-15.
Wow. Well, a turnaround since. Fort Loramie's gone 3-0 since that opening night setback to Rushi. Redskins are 2-0, by the way, in the Shelby County Athletic League, knocking off Jackson Center in game 2, 39-36. Caleb Maurer had 12 points, 2 threes in the first quarter of that game. Isaac Ratterman had 10, Ty Ruhenkamp 9. Fort Loramie routed New Knoxville 62-32, as did Anna. And recently, on Tuesday night, Fort Loramie victorious on the road at Fairlawn, 55-35. Ty Ruhenkamp, 17. Caleb Maurer, 15. Logan Eilerman, 11. 4 threes among those 3 players. That's the kind of balance head coach Corey Britton needs to get.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Maurer and Ruhenkamp is the one that when I was thinking about Loramie, what they had coming back, I kind of forgot about him. But he's got length, and he's a real good shooter, good 3-point shooter. They need their big guys to go out there and give them some help. Frilling, we saw him have a couple of really good games early in the season, and then he kind of faded. They really need him to pick up the pace on offense also.
A size advantage to Fort Loramie. It's not major, but Logan Eilerman is 6'3". Isaac Ratterman is 6'2". Lane Frilling comes off the bench at 6'3". Meanwhile, Anna's biggest player is Grant Albers, the nose tackle in football, the offensive lineman, 6'4", 260. Then it drops down to Chase Murray off the bench at 6'2". Derek Madden, a sophomore, 6'3". Then it's 6 feet, 5'11", 5'10".
Yep. Yeah, and Grant Albers against Botkins really was a non-factor in the game. He looked like he still had a lot of football in him, which is understandable, and not really in basketball shape yet. But I don't think he's going to be a big scorer for them, but he has really got to be a rebounder, and he's got to be a defender in the lane.
I know head coach Nate Barhorst, if he had his druthers, he would like to have maybe started the regular season a week later.
That would
have helped. Football team went 3 weekends
right
into the playoffs before being knocked out. So Anna got off to a slow start. Tell you what, Nate, in his 11th year, does an outstanding job at every single season. Overachieved a little bit, at least, maybe in some people's eyes, a big overachievement last year all the way to the regional championship game.
And they really had a chance to win that basketball game, too.
Yep. Sure did. JV game tonight won by Anna by 3, and Anna also won the freshman tilt.
I think it was 8 to 10 points.
Yep. Thanks so much here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Gratitude to all of you for tuning in on Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. And we're joined via a simulcast, as always, by WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. Well, tonight's big game also offers some key building components for Fort Loramie. It's guard McCain Finkenbein. And short of undressing McCain, somehow, someway, Fort Loramie has got to keep him, Chuck, at what? 24, 25 points, maybe?
Yeah, I mean, if they can keep him in the low 20s, they've done a pretty good job.
And McCain, as we've already alluded, is very good at making teammates look better, especially Zach Ambus, a key building component for Anna. For Fort Loramie, Caleb Maurer is starting to come on strong. He was still shouldering a shoulder injury when the basketball season began. That injury occurred during the football campaign in that Marion local contest. But he's back very close to 100%, maybe not quite there yet. But it's important for Caleb to shoot it well. And I think Fort Loramie's got to take advantage of its height on the inside. Another key building component tonight for Fort Loramie. Remember, the finest building components from the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors that also display that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze in Rushi, well known for offering the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Chuck, last night we covered the Fort Loramie girls on the road at Botkins. I thought Botkins started pretty strong, held Fort Loramie close for the first 3-4 minutes, and then, my goodness gracious, the Fort Loramie girls put on a show over about a 6 or 7 minute stretch. Much of the first quarter into the second quarter, made about 8 shots in succession. Best girls basketball we've seen all year. Saw a good game on Tuesday.
That was a good game.
Tri-Village Rushi will see Fort Loramie Minster tomorrow. Here in the span of 5 days, we're going to see several girls teams that could very well be in the district and or the regional in late February, early March.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt about it. And the one last night, you said Botkins had a good start, but man, they just could not score.
Nope.
And all of a sudden, you look up at the end of the first quarter and it's 22-3. So, and Loramie at that point did not play a real good defense or offense the rest of the game. They played great defense the entire game. But they did not, their offense kind of sputters a little bit, but I think, you know, that's just coming with time.
Yes. Fort Loramie girls defensive rotation, excellent. A smothering defense last night, active hands, very quick hands. Fort Loramie must have had, I'd have to ask Carla Siegel, I bet they had 50, 60 deflections.
Well, they blocked 4 or 5 3-point shots. That's unheard of.
Right, right. the Pet Man striking up here at the Fort Loramie Gym. We're about 7 minutes away from the start of this game tonight. Boys action on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. Fort Loramie hosting Anna. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Your Amazing Glass Connection, AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice, Parker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, your number one agency in the region. Again, Clancy's Restaurant, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Gothney Furniture Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. Go Gothney. We've got you covered. Gothney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, GothneyFurniture.com. Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner since 2006. We couldn't have gotten conceived without the help, the support, the assistance from Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, which started out in L.A., California, thus the name Locale, and moved to Jackson Center in the early 1980s. Locale Equipment, quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank and Osgood in Chickasaw in Mercer County, and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Be well, be good, Osgood Bank. SecureCom in Minster, SecureCom, online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. The Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around, and our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. New underwriting sponsors include Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. We help you buy, sell, build, and develop real estate. Phone 419-628-3107. Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home in Sydney. Serving families with dignity and respect. Phone 937-492-5130. Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna. Receive online care at victorishealth.com. That's V-I-C-T-R-E-S-S. You are treated individually with functional medicine. The Family Resource Center, based in Findlay, with an office in Sydney, FRCOhio.com. We believe people recover. A brand new underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com, the cell phone shop in North Dayton. I've tried it. It's outstanding. Very unique service, prompt, reliable, highly specialized. The cell phone shop, North Dayton, Harshman Road, will repair your cell phone in any way imaginable. The digitizer, the home button, water damage. Yep, you heard me right. Water damage. Broken glass, the camera, the speaker, the cell phone shop, 2041 Harshman in North Dayton. Harshman is the extension of Needmore, which runs southeast off I-75. Mention Scores Broadcast, get 15% off. That's a real deal. It's the most prompt and reliable cell phone repair in Western Ohio. 2041 Harshman in North Dayton. It's just north of Stebbins High School. Diagnostics are free. No fix, no pay. Check with Eric, Ethan, or Adam. Mention Scores Broadcast. Get 15% off. That's the cell phone shop, North Dayton, 567-0878. 567-0878. Any make, any brand. If we can't fix it, no one can at the cell phone shop. Good deal, Chuck. I've been there, and I'll recommend it to anybody. I had broken glass. I had a circuitry issue. I had a case that was falling apart. They replaced my case with a bigger, thicker one. The glass looks just like the glass in the front window of my home. And my phone even works better.
Well, I tell you what, as much as cell phones cost, what a value that is.
Yes, and they will fix it while you wait for less than $100. Again, our Rushi sponsors tonight, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. And we're also on the air thanks to these Fort Loramie Games sponsors with us for Fort Loramie Games only throughout the year. Kudos to Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs at TomJerry's.com. Serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972, Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none for many years now. Barker has been the number one most valued agency in the area. Barker Insurance will customize for you an auto, home, life, or business insurance program. Representing firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and more, you're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance, and that is for sure. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857. Chuck, a lot of unknown about the Shelby County League boys race. Bodkins would seem to be the favorite. You know, Jackson Center is going to kick it in, start shooting better. Anna with McCain Finkenbein, very, very dangerous.
Yep.
Fort Loramie rounding into shape after football. And Rushi may be the big-time X factor. The Raiders young men have been playing together now for about 5 or 6 years. They're all 6'1", can
right.
Shoot it. Look out for the Raiders.
Yeah, we haven't seen them yet. I'm looking forward to getting a game in and getting a chance to look at them.
Right. It's Anna. It's Fort Loramie tonight. We've got our starting lineups opening tip-off upcoming in just a few minutes. The Redskins and the Rockets on scoresbroadcast.com.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a special home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets. One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at Saul-McGill and Tangeman FH.com.
Unprecedented. That's a word you're hearing a lot of right now. Unprecedented change, unprecedented times. But do you know what else is unprecedented? The number of teens right here in Shelby County that are struggling with substance abuse. But the good news is that there's also an unprecedented amount of help available. Family Resource Center in Sydney provides professional help for families and individuals struggling with life's challenges. We know that prevention works, treatment is effective, and people recover. To learn more about the local mental health services available to you right here in Shelby County, visit frcohio.org.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
It is time now for our 1 minute radio station break. It's upcoming in just a few seconds. A 1 minute radio station break. Starting lineups being introduced. We've got the opening tap. Big start to this game upcoming in 1 minute on scoresbroadcast.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Radio station sponsors here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM. Emerson Wagner Realty in Sydney, Minster Bank, Reese Insurance of Sydney, Sydney Chiropractic, Sydney Tire, Best One Tire, and TC Sports in Sydney. Big shout out to Spencer Wells, football coach at Fort Loramie. His wife, daughter, and newborn of just, what, a few months now.
Yeah, it was the Lima Central Catholic.
Yes, born
Spencer
right
was here talking, said everything is really good at home. His son's doing well.
Beckett Robert, by the way. Love the name. Love the name. Opening tip to start the game, won by Fort Loramie. Fort Loramie boys start Caleb Maurer out front. 6 foot junior. Ty Ruhenkamp at a wing, 6 foot senior. Logan Eilerman, 6 foot 3 inch junior. Aiden Werman, a 5'10 junior. Isaac Ratterman at a forward, 6 foot 3 inch senior. Here's a baseline jump shot pumped up there by Ty Ruhenkamp. It is no good. Off the back of the rim, rebound down to Anna. Guess who's got the ball? McCain Finkenbein, 6'1 senior, about 29 points a game. Early start this season, he had 46 against Indian Lake. Zach Ambus, a 5'11 senior. Carter Siegel, football quarterback, a 6 foot junior. Grant Alber, 6'4 senior. Hayden Yulskamp, a 6'1 junior. Bad pass by Anna, stolen by Fort Loramie. Quickly down the floor, Caleb Maurer, pull up Jay, no good. Long rebound for Loramie. Ty Ruhenkamp sinks a three. Bad pass, Anna steal. 2-on-2 Fort Loramie. Driving to the rim, Aiden Werman. Got it and a foul. A robust start for Fort Loramie.
Yeah, tough start for Anna. Turned the ball over twice and has given up the early 5 points.
Werman at the stripe, the 5 foot 10 inch junior, has a chance for a 3 point opportunity here. Made the field goal, plus one free throw in the air. It is rolling around and rolling in.
Only two seniors on this whole Fort Loramie squad. Which, what's strange is the rest of them are juniors.
Right.
You don't usually see something like that.
Nope. But sometimes the head coach cannot help the way the classes are distributed. 6-0 Fort Loramie. Here's Finkenbein breaking down the lane. Awkward shot. Left hand missed it. No good. Rebound Fort Loramie. 3-on-2. Ty Ruhenkamp on the finish. And the Redskins bench is up. Continuing to shout encouragement. Anna Flack here at the start. And Fort Loramie is fired up, leading 8-0. Here's Anna throwing the ball to Albers in the lane. He backs down Isaac Ratterman. Hooks it up. Wild shot. No good. Rebound Fort Loramie. Redskins want to run. Caleb Maurer shoots it down inside. Low on the right to Logan Eilerman. He's got it. He's got it. Wow. What a start. Firecrackers are firing here at Fort Loramie. 10-0 Redskins. 2 minutes gone on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Chuck, what do you think of this start?
Well, it's a really, really good start for Loramie. Ruhenkamp hit the three, and other than that, it's just been easy beating them back and shooting layups at the other end. And on in the other end, Anna has only gotten 1 shot off.
And that was one pumped up there by Albers. Finkenbein.
Oh, yeah, they got 2 because Finkenbein got to the rim, but he just he had a lot of congestion in there. He couldn't get his arm extended.
Nope, it wasn't close. Well, Nate Barnhorst called a timeout. 11-year head coach at Anna. Let's see what has been resolved. Finkenbein at midcourt. There's a body block thrown by a Fort Loramie player, Isaac Ratterman. Anna in the road green, white numbers, white stripes with a little black trim down the side to the shorts. Fort Loramie home white, red numbers, black outline to the numerals, and red and black striping down the sides of the trunks. 5:48 to go, first quarter. 10-0 Fort Loramie. Here's McCain Finkenbein. Wow. Barreling down the lane, got to the rim that time, and scores. 10-2 in favor of Fort Loramie. It was 10-2, or I should say it was 10-0, 2 minutes into the game. Between the rings, it's Werman on the bounce. Gives it up on the play to Ty Ruhenkamp. Baseline left. Here's a runner, but Caleb Maurer, no good. It danced off the iron. Stick back missed by Ruhenkamp. Rebound eventually, Anna. Wild pass, Finkenbein, intercepted. Taken away by Isaac Ratterman of Fort Loramie. Deep three, left corner, Redskins overshooting Ruhenkamp. Rebound down to Hulskamp of Anna. And we've got a miscue in backcourt against the Rockets. Somebody stepped over the line, maybe?
No, they threw a pass, and they weren't looking. Threw a ride to Coach Barhorst, who was open, by the way. He's out of bounds.
Nate made a nice reception.
He made a heck of a catch.
3 minutes gone in the game, 10-2 Fort Loramie. Redskins ripped out to a 10-0 beginning. Here's Ty Ruhenkamp. Straight away to Aiden Werman. Foul line. Looks for Ty going back door. Not there. Right corner Ty. Down to the baseline. Caleb Maurer wanted to post up. Could not. Fort Loramie resets. Long cross-court pass. Aiden Werman. Into the top of the key. Foul line. Had a shot. Did not take it. Gave it up to Ty Ruhenkamp. Caleb Maurer, foul line, looking, maneuvering. Can't shoot. Fort Loramie very patient here. Logan Eilerman on the arc, 25 feet away. Ball clawed away by Anna. Touched on the play by Logan last.
Rolled off his foot.
Yep, good call. 4:23 to go. Opening stands at 10-2. Redskins over Anna.
Well, if Anna can come down and get a basket here, they kind of weathered a tough start.
Right. Fort Loramie, 10 points. First 2 minutes. Last 2 minutes, zero. McCain Finkenbein, top of the key, gets a screen from a teammate. Chase Murray was in. Look out. McCain all the way to the rack. 2 more.
They got 5 people looking at him, and he's still got a layup.
Yeah, you got to honor the three-pointer. You come out and go nose-to-nose with him, and he goes right around you in a heartbeat. Here's a sloppy drive to the rim to Logan Eilerman. No good. Rebound down to McCain Finkenbein. Finkenbein out of control, being jostled a little bit as he goes down the right side of the paint area. He took a hit from Aiden Worman, who fouled him.
That's probably a good foul because I think he was getting ready to get to the rim again. There was nobody back.
Wonder how much rest McCain will be given tonight by head coach Nate Bowers.
If it was like the Botkins game, the answer is none.
None. All 32 minutes.
Inbound.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Anna inbounds it below the rim. McCain Finkenbein, like a 7-foot post player, catches it in the middle of the lane. McCain goes up on his fingertips, guides it in, and he's fouled.
I want us to schedule more Anna games just to watch this kid play.
Wow. He completes the three-pointer. Foul shot good. Seven straight by Finkenbein. Scoreboard says six. Is that
it's
right?
Seven. No.
Okay. Scoreboard says 10-6. Now it's 10-7. A field goal difference. Fort Loramie 10. McCain Finkenbein 7. Keep in mind he scored 34 here 1 year ago. A lot of traffic in the lane. Caleb Maurer dove in there, tried to navigate through a thicket of green jerseys, was clobbered as he shot it, missed it. Caleb's got two free throws. Caleb's got that mobility that he showed as the football quarterback. He can slip into the lane often and get some two-shot fouls, as he did right there. Free throw is good. 11-7, Fort Loramie leads, 3:32 to go first quarter. Glad you could join us on scorersbroadcast.com and WMVR. 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. Second free throw by Caleb. Trickles in. Hit about every centimeter of that orange ring and fell through. 12-7 Redskins. Finkenbein controlling. Head of the key. Step back three. Look out. Short. No good. Long rebound Fort Loramie. Redskins have it. Chest pass up ahead to Eilerman. Eilerman darts in. Left wing. Shot blocked. Got it back. Fed it to Ty Ruenkamp. In the paint. Eight-footer off to the side. No. Rebound Anna. Here's McCain overthrowing his intended receiver, Chase Murray, way down the floor. Chase Murray, 6'2 junior, in off the bench for Anna.
I would like to see him, and this is just my opinion, but set their screen with Ambus up at the top, and then when they come to double, let him go spot up and get him some shots.
Like the idea.
Let me go down and tell Nate. I'll be right back.
Darren Eilerman, 6'1 junior, in for Logan Eilerman at the moment. Setting up, shooting, Caleb Maurer. Long three ball, clanged off the back brace. Long rebound, McCain, Finkenbein, Havana. 2:36 to go, first quarter. 12-7 Redskins. Outside the arc on the left, it's Bryce Cobb who's checked in, 6-foot senior.
He had a nice game against Botkins.
Chase Murray, left corner. Zach Ambus on top. Picked up by Caleb Maurer. Now Cobb, 30 feet away. Here comes Finkenbein to the end of the circle. He dives into the lane without the ball. Anna still got it on the perimeter. Sloppy pass, telegraph, intercepted. Caleb Maurer, herky-jerky move. Oh! He did everything but finish. He faked out three Anna players, might have faked out himself, left it short.
Didn't quite get it all the way to the rim for the shot.
Nope. And the rebound was tipped out of bounds by Fort Loramie. Anna ball, 2:04 to go here in the first quarter. Again, Fort Loramie busted out on top. 10 points in 2 minutes. 2 points in the last four for Fort Loramie. That's how the game goes. The ebb and flow, the pendulum swings back and forth. McCain thinking by top of the circle, foul line. Right corner, Zach Ambus chucks up a three. Strong. Rebound, Caleb Maurer. 2-on-3. He circles the wagons back out on top. Gives it up into the right corner to teammate Lane Frilling, the 6'3 senior. Three-point shot, high left. Ryan Holscher, 5'11 junior, in off the bench. Shot it short, rebound Anna. Minute 25 to go, first quarter. High right, Bryce Cobb. Fort Loramie blazing at the beginning has cooled off about 1 for 8 cents. Cobb, top of the circle to Ambus. Tries to go back toward a Finkenbein. Fort Loramie's all over it. Redskins steal. Minute to go, first quarter. Here's Ty Ruenkamp. into the lane area. Goes to Holscher out on top. Now to Caleb Maurer. Head coach Corey Britton instructs a play here. Ambus is on Caleb Maurer. Ambus nearly steals. Caleb gets it back. Scattered floor. Baseline left. Lane thrilling. 12-footer. Got it.
Nice jump shot.
Yep, the floor opened up after the steal attempt by Ambus failed. And then Fort Loramie had the advantage 5-on-4 from about 20 feet on in. 30 seconds to go, first period. Fort Loramie up 7. Bryce Cobb to Ambus. Here's Finkenbein on the arc, 25 feet away. Hooks a pass back to Zach. Now to Cobb. Left wing, three-pointer. Bullseye. Bingo. Bryce Cobb drills it, 14-10. Fort Loramie's once 10-point lead cut all the way down to 4. 7 seconds to go, first period. Caleb Maurer flips it to Werman. Left corner, three ball in the air. Got it! Ryan Holscher beat the buzzer. Holscher lights it up from the corner. And Fort Loramie gets a needed three ball to end the first period. Redskins 17, Rockets 10 on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderley and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
So many thanks here on Fort Loramie to these three Fort Loramie game sponsors with us for Fort Loramie contests only. Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922. M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs at TomJerry's.com. Gratitude as well to Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie. Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie. That Eilerman team of Mark, Scott, and Nick continue their father's legacy of quality craftsmanship. And Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place like it. And a ball to start the quarter, stolen by Fort Loramie. Redskins have got it in the half court, up 17-10. Here's Aiden Werman, 25 feet away. Werman on the bounce. Gives it up to Isaac Ratterman, top of the circle. 17-10, Redskins lead. 30 seconds gone, second quarter. Rockets playing a man-to-man. Juleskamp is on Logan Eilerman at the moment. Ball thrown right corner, Caleb Maurer. Into the top of the circle to Logan Eilerman. Jump shot, 18-footer short, no good. Offensive rebound, Fort Loramie. Redskins recover. Here's Ryan Holscher with the ball. He made the three to end the first. Foul line, it goes to Werman. Tied up momentarily. Gave it up on the play to Caleb Maurer, who resets. Picked up by Ambus. Caleb goes behind the back. Elbow right. Doesn't shoot. To Werman. Almost walked. Goes baseline right to Logan Eilerman. Works Juleskamp down. Backs him. Hits a cutter down the lane. Driving, shooting, scoring! Aiden Werman on the finish. What a cut. Good feed.
That was a good pass, and he shot the ball in traffic. A good finish.
19-10, Fort Loramie, 6:40 left to go here in the second. Finkenbein right down the lane, hands off to Albers. Albers muscles toward the rim, lays one up. Looked like a pretty good block from the back by Werman. Albers had the ball on his shoulder. Werman got a mitt on the leather. Well, maybe put the back into the rear of Albers.
Well, they called the foul on Ratterman.
Oh,
from the other side.
Two free throws for Albers. Shot swished. 19-11. The lead is 8 for Fort Loramie. Albers missed the shot. He was handcuffed by two Anna players. One got ball, one didn't. Second free throw, Grant Albers on the way up and in and out, no good. It circled the iron and came right down to Lane Frilling. 6.5 to go in the second quarter. Fort Loramie 19, Anna 11.
Redskins with the ball. Outside the arc on the right, it's Holscher. Near side, Logan Eilerman. 25 feet away, Aiden Werman. Now Frilling. Hands off on a weave to a teammate. Here's Logan Eilerman. High left. Now the ball is fed right point to Ryan Holscher. There's a spin move. Lane Frilling cuts to the rim. Oh, a dazzling drive by Lane Frilling. 21-11 Fort Loramie, which has restored that 10-point lead. Redskins began the game 10-0. Double team on Finkenbein, 25 feet out, forcing him to give it up. Fort Loramie's defense on Finkenbein has been tremendous. Into the lane goes Hannah, trying to force one up is Carter Siegel, and it's stripped away by Fort Loramie. Good theft by the Redskins. Fort Loramie's defense has been superb so far in this game. It's been phenomenal. Anna whipped Fort Loramie twice last year. Lane Frilling in the post. Hook shot short. No good. Rebound by Finkenbein. Lane's four-footer went about 3.5 feet. Kissed off the front rim. Anna pulled down the board. 3 minutes gone. Second quarter. 10-point lead Fort Loramie. Here's Zach Gambus. About time for Finkenbein. 25 feet away on the left is Carter Siegel, football quarterback. Gift to the offensive and defensive linemen on the gridiron. Albers, baseline left, Zach Gambus. Now to Carter Siegel. Hayden Uhlskamp at the elbow on the right. Goes to the rim. Knocked away by Frilling. Off the knee of Uhlskamp. Out of bounds.
9 turnovers for the Rockets right now. Only 1 for the Redskins.
Wow. That play right there symbolizes Fort Loramie's intensity on defense so far in this game tonight. Quick hands by the Redskins. 10-point cushion. 4:47 to go here in the second quarter. Fort Loramie brings it down. Token pressure from Ambus. Here's Caleb Maurer. Loops across court. Aiden Werman back to Caleb. Ball lob. Frilling high post. Cutter underneath. Catches. And is fouled. Beautifully done by Loramie as they patiently broke pressure. Once they got across the center stripe, they had a 3-on-2 advantage.
Yeah, good diagonal pass that time. And Finkenbein did a good job. That's what you tell them. Don't let him, if you're going to foul him, don't let him get the shot in. So he made him go to the free throw line, and they missed the first one.
And Ruin camps off to the right. No good. Second shot upcoming. 10-point lead for Loramie, 21-11. 4:38 to go, second quarter. Finkenbein's got how many of the 11, Chuck?
He's got 7.
Second free throw tie. Ruin camp is right through. 22-11 in favor of Fort Loramie. Under 4.5 to go now, second quarter. Finkenbein has got to get going for the Rockets. Fakes left, goes right, barrels down the lane, shovels it, makes it. Good dipsy-doo by McCain.
He does such a good job of avoiding the help underneath the basket.
22-13. Fort Loramie's lead is 9. Biggest lead had been 11, 22-11. Here's Frilling outside the arc on the left. Starts to drive. Baseline left, fadeaway 10-footer, bouncing, no good. Rebound is popped out by Logan Eilerman. Back to Frilling, back to Logan, shoots a 3, rim no good. Over the back, Fort Loramie. Ruin camp climbed the ladder. 3:55 to go, second quarter. Fort Loramie 22 and a 13. Carter Siegel out, Bryce Cobb in for Anna. The Rockets will bring it down. Here's Hayden Uhlskamp, 6'1 junior. That of Finkenbein. He's the lone dribbler over the Fort Loramie logo at midcourt. Finkenbein starts a drive. There he goes. And he burns a trail down the right side of the lane to the rim and banks it down. 25 feet away, Werman for Fort Loramie. Lead is cut to 7. Hand off to Caleb Maurer. Maurer outside the arc on the right. Ball fed to Aiden Werman. Here's Ty Ruinkamp from three-point land. Doesn't shoot. Oh, nice pass as it was dealt by Frilling, slicing up the Anna defense. Curling down the lane was Aiden Werman, Anna player on his back. Non-shooting foul. It's common. 5 on Fort Loramie. 4 on Anna. Baseline left. Aiden Werman will trigger it. He looks.
He got away with a travel that time. He chopped his feet, and they didn't call it.
Yep, that was a violation that required a spot throw-in from underneath the basket by the playmaker. Ball was pitched on top to Logan Idleman. Here's Werman on a weave to Caleb Maurer, who might have walked, stepping into his three ball and buried it. Caleb Maurer from downtown. They usually don't call that little shuffle.
Nope, not. You can step, take a step back behind the arc, and it's a travel, but they never call it.
Here's a long three. Zach Ambus, left corner. Great cross-court assist by Finkenbein, and Ambus matches the Caleb Maurer triple. 25-18, Fort Loramie. 2:35 to go, second quarter. Here's Caleb Maurer. Spin move down the lane. Gives it up on the arc. Left corner, Logan Idleman. He buries it. Logan Idleman hoisted a three ball. He hurled in one from distance, and head coach Nate Barhorst not pleased. Fort Loramie by 10, 2:23 to go in the second on scoresbroadcast.com.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy, chicken tenders basket. Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to our Fort Loramie game sponsors. With us for each and every Fort Loramie game all year long, including Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Call on Tom and Jerry's. Mike Holdhouse, his superb techs are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Look out. Finkenbein on the loose. Down the lane. All the way to the rim. Drove it 50 feet from midcourt and scored. His shots tonight, Chuck, you string them all together, they might not span 15 feet.
He's taken one three attempt, which was on the rim, and everything else has been a layup.
Three-pointer, Caleb Maurer. It rattled around in the rim, and it popped out of the cylinder, no good. And a down eight, wide-open player, cherry-picking. Long throw, McCain Finkenbein. Layup is in by Chase Murray. 28-22. Fort Loramie's lead is whittled to six. Minute and a half to go here in the second quarter. Redskins have got the ball. Forecourt left. On the bounce. It's fed to Frilling. Frilling airmails up a three ball. It's skimmed off the rim. No good. Rebound, Anna. And the Rockets can cut it down to two, or I should say three or four. Here's Finkenbein's three ball. In the air. No. Off the back brace. Good strong rebound by Frilling, and Fort Loramie controls with a minute two to go in the first half, leading by 6, 28-22. That was a three-pointer by Anna to cut it to 25-25. It didn't go. Deep left corner, Ruhenkamp swings it on top to Frilling, looks back door, foul line. Left corner, Ryan Holscher. Holscher sank the three ball at the end of the first period. 40 seconds to go, first half. Fort Loramie might try to stick it out and play for one. Down to 34 left. Fort Loramie's Holscher at midcourt. Goes to Ruhenkamp, 45 feet away, 27 seconds remaining, first half. Ruhenkamp bouncing, bouncing, bouncing near steal, ticked away into backcourt it goes. Touched by Ambus. Ruhenkamp recovers. Three ball left corner, Fort Loramie. Logan Idleman jacked it up long. Rebound Anna, 10 to go. You know Finkenbein will keep it. 6-point lead Fort Loramie. 6 seconds left. Triple Finkenbein. It is bouncing, no good. Rebound Frilling, and that's how the half closes. Fort Loramie held Anna to 22 and did a good job on Finkenbein and the rest of the club. 2-minute break upcoming here at the end of the first half. A 2-minute break upcoming. I remind you that Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs are fully licensed and insured at Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243.
295-3243. Go online, set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com. 2 minute break upcoming, halftime at Fort Loramie, 28-22. Redskins over the Rockets on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket? Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at SuperiorAluminum.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee, halftime at Fort Loramie. 28-22, Redskins over the Rockets. Good, exciting boys game here tonight. Our half brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Chuck.
It's 12-11 rebounding advantage to Fort Loramie, but 5-0 on the offensive boards. The Rockets turned the ball 9 times in the first half. Loramie only turned it once. 3 of 4 from the free throw line for the Redskins, 2 of 3 for Anna. Individual scoring for the Rockets. They were led by Fickenbein with 13, and they got 3 from Ambus, 3 from Cobb, 2 from Murray, 1 from Albers. They scored 10 and 12, 22 for the first half. Loramie, a little more balanced. They got 6 out of Tyruan Camp, and then 5 each from Caleb Maurer and Logan Eilerman and Aiden Werman, 3 from Ryan Holscher, and 2 from Lane Frilling. They scored 17 and 11, and they have the 6-point lead, 28-22 at the half.
That's about as good a job as you can do in McCain Fickenbein. Loramie's ball handling has been superb.
Yeah, they've turned the ball one time, and I mean, if you held somebody the 13 points in the first half, that's what they did to Fickenbein. And the problem for Anna is nobody else is scoring for
her. No. I was telling somebody this afternoon, well, it's a tough chore for Fort Loramie, but if you can hold Fickenbein mid-20s and shut everybody else down pretty well, you've got a good shot.
Well, I think so, and that's what they did. And they have a good – they're making him go into the lane, and they're doing a good job of not fouling him. They're doing a good job of keeping him from getting threes, but he has gotten to the rim 6 times for basically layups.
Yep. The challenge now for Fort Loramie is to sustain that excellent first half, holding Anna to only 22.
Yep.
That's our halftime report brought to you by AAG Inc. Easy for me to say. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glass work is amazing.
AAGinc.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market. And for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
It is halftime at Fort Loramie. Fort Loramie boys 28 and a 22. Excellent game here tonight. It's going to go right down to the wire. So many thanks to have Local Equipment on here at the half, recognizing senior cheerleaders for both programs. For Anna, Emily Gogan, Kennedy Brewer, Gabby Myers, our senior cheerleaders for Fort Loramie, Riley Clooney, Lily Eilerman, Sierra Blumenstock, and Jessica Fishkelta, also senior cheerleaders. Local Equipment in Jackson Center, recognizing our outstanding student athletes here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the north northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today. Or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Are you looking to build, buy, or refinance a home? Well, Osgood Bank has got you covered. Whether you are a first-time home buyer with little or no down payment, buying a home on acreage, or need cash out refinancing, the experts at Osgood Bank are fast, friendly, and will service your home loan from start to finish. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing member, osgoodbank.com. Well, Fort Loramie, a quick miss to start the second half. Redskins up 6, and a ball down to her left. Here's a steal. Battled away by the Redskins. Lead out, down the floor. Driving shot up and in by Wehrman.
Boy, last time down the floor, Anna got the ball over to Ambus with a real good look, and he airmailed it.
He did. He was wide open, about as free to shoot a three ball as you can be, and missed it. 30-22. Fort Loramie's lead is 8. Redskins have been up by 11 on a couple of occasions. Here's a lob pass down inside for Albers. Thrown to him by Ambus from out on top. Not a good idea. Over Albers' head. Out of bounds.
Well, that's one of the things you tell. You got to know who you're throwing it to. Grant's not going to make that play down there on the block.
That was well beyond him. I'm not sure many players.
No. You're not going to catch that.
No.
And if you do, you're under the basket.
Big difference in this game and floor miscues. Fort Loramie's been airtight.
11-1 turnovers.
And that's why we've got Fort Loramie in the lead by 8, 30-22. Redskins jumped out 10-0. Dribble drive, Caleb Maurer looking him go to work in the lane, and it's pride free. Good steal on the play by Uelskamp. Down the floor to McCain Finkenbein. He forces the action, feeds it off to a teammate in the right corner. It's jacked up from downtown, but Carter Siegel, no good. Rebounded by Fort Loramie in the middle of the floor to Wehrman. Wehrman goes up and under, Euro step, missed it. Taken away by Anna, 2-on-2. McCain Finkenbein, right in front of the rim, arches it home.
There's your Euro step.
Right. 30-24. Redskins lead cut to 6. Frenzied pace. Each team with shots around the rim. And Anna concluded that last drive. 6-point game. 5.5 left. Third quarter. Top of the circle. Isaac Ratterman on the bounce for Fort Loramie. Gives it up on the play to Caleb Maurer. Here's a long three. Rim. Backboard. No. Rebound. Anna. Foul Fort Loramie. It's Common.
I'll tell you, something else Finkenbein does well is that kid can jump.
He's got what I call H-O-P-S.
Yes. I'm looking across the floor. I see Kenzie Holscher here, probably watching here to watch her brother. She was a real cog in the state championship last year Lady Redskins.
About a 6'1" cog.
And handled the ball and played defense on the point guard.
And did everything extremely well, did Kenzie. 5:19 to go here in the third quarter. Here's McCain Finkenbein, defended well as he broke into the lane. Missed a wild shot. He had to hesitate twice. Good D before Loramie, causing the misfire. And the Redskins up 6 get it back. Anna had an opportunity right there to knife the deficit down to 4. Had that shot by Finkenbein found the bottom of the net. And here's Fort Loramie high left, whistling a pass down inside to Wehrman. Wide of the mark, out of bounds. 4:56 to go in the third quarter. Fort Loramie 30, Anna 24. Finkenbein walks it up. He will be greeted by Aiden Wehrman and Lane Frilling. He splits him. Goes down the lane, flips it right corner. Zach Ambus. Long three ball, way short off the rim. Ambus got it back. Drove, shot it, missed it. Short again. It's not Zach's night.
Yeah, he had the 1-3. That's it.
Wehrman to Frilling in the left corner for Fort Loramie. Wehrman's got it at the high point left, goes to the foul line, looked for Logan Eidelman in the lane, fed it to Frilling, below the foul stripe, now to Logan, baseline left, muscles in, can't go. 4:13 to go, third quarter. Redskins flip the ball back out on top. Frilling left wing in among a cluster of players, and he received a push. Common foul, Anna. Loramie continues to nurse a six-point lead. It's been double digits frequently here tonight. Anna staying within striking range. At six-point spread, that's just two quick Finkenbein threes. Aiden Werman top of the key. Left corner, three ball, Fort Loramie, and it is good! Wow, nice shot fired in from long range by Ty Ruhenkamp.
He is a shooter.
Good floater. Woo! Nestled right down to the cylinder. Finkenbein counters for Anna. No good. It hit the rim, hit a cable above the backboard, wasn't called.
Right.
Fort Loramie did snare the rebound anyway. Foul on Anna over the back.
Yep, they called that on Grant Albers.
Yep, right now, Chuck, Anna not shooting it well from the perimeter.
And they have Ruhenkamp listed at 6 feet. Boy, he looks taller than that. Maybe it's just because he's slender.
I'd say he's at least 6 feet and a half inch.
I would say maybe 6'2".
I'm just kidding you. Yeah, he is more like 6'2". 3:38 to go, third quarter. Fort Loramie ahead, but nine. Lane Frilling, top of the circle. Looks for a cutter. Darren Eilerman in the lane. The 6'1 Eilerman flips it back out on top to Frilling. He juggled. Went to the logo at midcourt to get it. Frilling 25 feet away. Veers into the top of the circle. Ball rotated. Far left flank to Holscher. Navigates the paint. He was hacked on the arm, and he earns two free throws. Nice job, Ryan Holscher, who chucked in the triple at the end of the first quarter. 9-point lead for Fort Loramie. 3:09 to go in the third quarter. It's not late yet, but you get a few minutes into the fourth. The way Fort Loramie's taking care of the ball.
Well, you keep coming back. They keep going down double figures and then bringing it back up to bound to six, but they can't get over that hump.
Here it is, 10 again, as Ryan Holscher sinks the free throw. Timeout called. 3:09 to go in the third. Redskins up 10 over Anna on scoresbroadcast.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg, with remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
Yep, as we return to action, Holscher calmly drops in the second of two free throws for Fort Loramie, which has extended its lead to 35-24 over Anna, under 3 minutes to go here in the third quarter. 25 feet away, McCain Finkenbein down the lane, around two players, lost the ball momentarily. Terrific defense by Fort Loramie. Rebound Redskins, taken away by Anna, push off against Fort Loramie. Redskins nearly secured that rebound, could not tuck it away for good. And Anna gets a reprieve, another offensive set. Finkenbein was challenged beautifully that drive to the rim.
Yeah, there's nothing easy when he gets in the lane, but
nope.
He's so athletic.
Fuelskamp's got the ball deep left corner to Finkenbein. Shot fake in the paint area. Seven-footer way short, but he is jarred. He took a hit. A couple free throws for McCain.
That was amazing that he could get the ball up to the rim at that time.
Yeah, nearly made it.
He got hammered.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Great service department, too. Outstanding collision repair. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everybody with a smile and great customer service, still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See Geyer's new and pre-owned vehicles, Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams, Geyer's in Fort Loramie. May see them online, too, at geyersinc.com. That's a rarity.
Oh, I missed them both.
Wow. Finkenbein, two free throws, neither one good. Anna in a funk shooting the ball tonight, and Fort Loramie's got him down by 11, 35-24, with 2:43 to go in the third quarter. Anna on the verge of going 0-2 in the league.
Well, you talk about the length of this court is different than Anna's, longer. Yep. And it does make a difference in your spacing and your ability to run up and down the floor.
94 feet versus 84. You're right, Chuck. Only several in the region that are 94. Pickwa's is, Vandalia's is, Fort Loramie's is, Coldwater, I think, as well. 2:14 to go, third quarter. Redskins pass it back and forth. Here's Holscher, 25 feet away. Picked up out there on the arc by Bryce Cobb. Now long distance, it's Ty Ruhenkamp. Ball given up by Fort Loramie. Then it goes to the cutter, into the paint area. Shot short, no good. Rebound, Ambus. Ambus below the rim. Ball batted, far corner of the floor. Scrum for it. And a foul, or is it out of bounds to Fort Loramie?
I think they called a foul. He chopped his feet as he slid for the ball. I'm telling you, Coach, Nate does not like that call. I think it was the correct call.
Well, it was more or less a 50-50 ball, but Anna went through the legs of a Fort Loramie player.
He chopped him, and then, you know, they're going to call that every time.
Right. Anna perturbed by the call. Fort Loramie retains the ball. They had it for a lengthy possession. They get it again. Wet spot, far side of the court. Opportunity for us to let you know that we're on the air here on scoresbroadcast.com. Thanks to three Fort Loramie game sponsors with us each and every Fort Loramie contest. Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, about which I just spoke. M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Fort Loramie fires the ball into backcourt. It's Ryan Holscher. 11-point game, 35-24, Fort Loramie. How many points for Anna in this period, Chuck?
They have scored two.
Wow. 2-point third quarter for Anna. Fort Loramie dribbling some more, milking the clock. Anna getting desperate for a steal. Fouls. That's five on Anna. And two more, Fort Loramie will shoot the 1-1. This is a big last 90 seconds of the third quarter. Ty Ruhenkamp loops the ball way into backcourt. Run down by Caleb Maurer. 35-24 in favor of Fort Loramie. Maurer at the logo. Redskins spread the floor. Caleb into the lane. Gives it up left corner to Lane Frilling. Frilling to Darren Eilerman, who's in. On top to Holscher. Right down the gut. Up and under. It rolls off. No good. And we got a jump ball on the rebound. Jump ball on the rebound. And a possession. And a bench not happy. Thought Loramie was over the back. Might have a good argument.
I will say this about the officiating. They're letting them play. And they're letting them play on both ends. So I really don't have a problem with it. It looked like a foul to me.
Yep. But
he didn't give me a whistle, so I didn't get to blow it.
That reduces the officials' performance tonight, Chuck, from 99% to 98.5%. They've done a great job. Finkenbein gets loose. Finkenbein right down the interior of the Fort Loramie defense. Loops it up and in over the front iron.
He's got 17 of their 26. That's not going to win a lot of basketball games.
Holscher missed a short one for Fort Loramie. Finkenbein got one for Anna. It's a 9-point game. 35-26. 40 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Holscher stumbled and walked. It was not called. And, oh, the Anna bench is furious now. Here's Darren Eilerman, 25 feet away. Fort Loramie will play for one. Down the left side, Aiden Werman. Werman being held, double-teamed. Gives it up to Darren Eilerman, the 6'1 junior. Another double-team coming thrown right baseline. Ty Ruhenkamp open, drives, shoots, scores, foul. Anna undercut him, didn't get there in time. That's what Fort Loramie wanted, the opening right baseline. Beautiful play, Ty Ruhenkamp, and Fort Loramie's up 11, 37, 26, 14.7 to go here in the third quarter.
And that is 13 points now for Ruhenkamp. He's having a nice game.
Yep, stellar night for Ty. And at the stripe to complete the three-point chance for Fort Loramie is Ruhenkamp. He arches it up, and it's all cord. He stripped the nets. Ty gets a breather, well-deserved. Final 14.7. That matches Fort Loramie's biggest lead, 38-26. 14.7 to go. Third quarter of play. Another wet spot down on the floor to our right. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna. Family Resource Center based in Findlay, office in Sydney, FRCOhio.com. We believe people recover. By the way, at Victorious, receive online care at VictorousHealth.com. That's Victorious, V-I-C-T-R-E-S-S. You're treated individually with functional medicine. Here comes Anna down the floor. Ambus 30 feet away. 7, 6. Here's Finkenbein. Dribble drive. Fumbled it at the elbow in the left. Threw it left corner. Siegel, three ball. Wide right. Rebound, Fort Loramie. Third quarter's in the books. Fort Loramie threw in a 65-footer. Corey Britton is saying, doesn't that count? Doesn't that count? Well, he's just pulling the legs of the officials. It was a good half second, full second late. Who made that, Chuck?
You know what? I didn't see.
I missed it. I tell you what, Fort Loramie's doing a great job making players other than McCain Finkenbein shoot the ball.
Well, I mean, Finkenbein's got 17, but he is getting absolutely no help tonight at all.
Third quarter's in the books. Fort Loramie up 12, 8 minutes to go. 38-26 on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom in Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom in Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
This is scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. I'm Jack with Chuck. Some befuddling scores, Chuck. Yeah. Sydney led Butler 21-2 at the end of one. It's 31-19 at the half. How about this? Botkins Boys 19, Parkway 18, halftime. Minster 37, New Bremen Boys 30, end of three. That would be a major upset.
That would be a huge upset.
We start the fourth quarter. Here's a drive into the paint area. Frilling caught it, made a nice catch, shot no good, couldn't finish. That would have pushed the lead to 14, tie up on the rebound. It's Anna's ball. Rockets are down 12. That's just 4 3-pointers from a combination of Finkenbein, Ambus. You just never know. Anna can shoot it from distance. Finkenbein, head of the key, steps back, fires. Good! As I talk about it, McCain hears me, and he zeroes in.
Well, I think we talked about it before the game. That was down by Geyers from downtown Fort Loramie. That was deep.
Sure was. 38-29, 7:18 to go in the fourth quarter. Open player left flank. Lane Frilling around and out. No good. Anna forgot him. Lane couldn't finish. Here comes Finkenbein. Down the floor. Doesn't shoot. Bad pass. Intercepted by Fort Loramie. Finkenbein, a little too unselfish there. Oh, look at that move. Look at that move. Aiden Werman went barging in from the right flank and scored it off the backboard. 40-29 in favor of Fort Loramie. Finkenbein, too much dribbling. Steal. Here's Caleb Maurer all the way to the cup. Got it for two. 42-29. Fort Loramie's biggest lead, 13. 6.5 to go here in the fourth quarter. Finkenbein fakes left, herky-jerky move, ball in his hip, foul against Fort Loramie.
They didn't want that one. That was going to be a basket. They didn't call the time, last time down the floor, and Nate Barhorst is letting him know that.
Right. Thanks to our radio station sponsors tonight, TC Sports in Sydney, Best One Tire, Sydney Chiropractic, Reese Insurance, Minster Bank, Emerson Wagner Realty. 6.5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. 16 fouls on Anna. Fort Loramie's in the bonus. Fort Loramie leads 42-29. Splendid defensive job by Fort Loramie on the big green here tonight. Redskins have blanketed the Rockets. Ambus inbounding. It's deflected. Picked off on the play by Frilling. But Fort Loramie's in business. Up 13 with the ball. Ball thrown up the left side of the floor. It goes out of bounds. Touch by Hannah. Nate Barhorst at midcourt for the Rockets. It better be careful. He could get teed up.
The officials have no idea. He wasn't watching. He didn't see it. He was talking to Coach Barhorst. The guy on the other side has no idea who touched the ball. I think they're gonna have to make it a held ball.
Oh, I think it went out of bounds off Fort Loramie.
Well, I think it did too, but it should be a held ball because none of them saw it.
Another bad break for Anna.
Yeah, they're starting to slide in my ability to think they're doing a good job.
The Rockets have gotten a little bit of the raw end of the deal on the officiating here in the last several minutes here in this second half. Going back door, Caleb Maurer catches below the rim. Can't shoot. Goes to Logan Eidelman. Right corner lane, Frilling. Oh, good pass inside to Logan Eidelman. Shot blocked from behind. Good play by Anna. Here comes McCain Finkenbein storming down the floor. Haste makes waste. He coughed it up. Fort Loramie's got it. Redskins get a timeout. McCain Finkenbein simply trying to do too much.
Well, nobody's helping him, so he really doesn't have a whole lot of choice. He got into the lane, and they're just running four people at him.
Yep, that is right. 5:56 to go in the fourth. Fort Loramie up 13 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Bruschi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
Well, here we go, the final 5:56. Fort Loramie's in the bonus, and you can bet the Redskins won't be in much of a hurry to shoot the ball. Inbounded to Werman. Werman sprints down the floor for Fort Loramie, which is up 13. Werman in the head of the key, angles off to the left. Looks for help, goes to Caleb Maurer. Reach in, Ambus, foul. 1-1 for Caleb Maurer. And I tell you what, Chuck, if the Redskins shoot free throws at a 70% clip or better down the stretch, this will be a difficult lead to fritter away.
Well, they're 6-7 so far. And I want to say that Aiden Werman and Ryan Holscher have improved immensely from last year.
Yep. 1-1, Maurer. It's good. Yep, the lead is now 14. That's the widest margin here tonight, 43-29. Caleb Maurer drops in both, and the lead has swollen to 15. Here is Anna trying to throw in, and we got a foul immediately down at the end of the floor. Push off the lane, Frilling. Team foul 5 or 6 on Fort Loramie, non-shooting for Anna. Here come the Rockets midcourt. Ambus now bringing the ball down. Finkenbein trying to run off picks and screens away from the ball. McCain's got it. Shoots it from the Anna bench. Wide right, no good. Rebound for Loramie, knocked away by Anna. Muehlskamp in the lane. Shot it, short, no good. Loose ball right corner. Finkenbein comes down with it. Throws it baseline to a teammate. Stolen by Fort Loramie. And Anna frustrated fouls.
This is going to be a night where you get on the bus and you go back to Anna, and you watch the game film, but there's a lot of things they're going to have to correct.
Five minutes and 20 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Chuck, I am surprised that it's a margin this big. Not surprised Fort Laramie's leading, but shocked it's 15. 1-1 blown by Fort Laramie. Here comes Anna down the floor, trailing by 15. McCain Finkenbein dribbling, fouled in the paint before Laramie. And that is in the act of shooting rule by the official. Couple shots here for McCain. Free throw McCain up and in. Second shot McCain Finkenbein. And that one rattles around and trickles right down through the nylon. 44-31 in favor of Fort Laramie. Biggest lead was 44-29 with 5:10 to play in the game. Redskins in backcourt. It's Holscher. Dashes up the floor into the paint area. Late feed to Frilling. Muscles to the rim. Blew the six-footer. Rebound tipped up. No good. It's on the deck. And Fort Laramie's got the ball. Fort Laramie's got the ball. The officials say Fort Laramie gets a timeout from the bench. It's granted by the referees, and the Anna bench is furious.
Well,
44-31, Fort Laramie, 4:53 to go here in the fourth quarter. And we'll take a time in for one of our fine Jackson Center sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. Jackson Center Pharmacy and Wellness, 101 East Pike. They do it all. They do it very well at Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and Botkins. Medications packaged up a day and time. Walk-in vaccines from 2 to 5, Monday to Friday. A take-home test for the coronavirus available for $32. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness, open 10 to 6, Monday to Friday, closed 1 to 2. Open 10 to 1 on Saturday. Phone 937-596-8100. 596-8100. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness in Jackson Center. In-store shopping, curbside pickup, doing everything well to keep you well. Well, after the break, the timeout before Fort Laramie. Fort Laramie misses a shot, but it's out of bounds off Anna below the rim. It's like the floor is tilted, Chuck, in the Redskins' direction.
Chambers had a nice rebound, but his toe was on the line.
Huh. Anna coming up all thumbs here tonight. Down to 13. It was 15. 4:44 to go in the fourth. Redskins have got the ball. It's Ty Ruhenkamp, 35 feet away. Gives it up to Isaac Ratterman. Fort Laramie in no hurry to shoot. Give and go. Splitting the defense is Isaac. Caught it. Missed it. Hacked on the arm. Couple free throws. Active shooting. Isaac Ratterman at the strike. Fort Laramie can salt this thing away at the free throw line.
Yeah, this is two-shot foul because of active shooting.
Right.
After this, everything's two shots.
Yep, that's number 9 on Anna. Next one will be the Rockets' 10th. Free throw, Isaac Ratterman. Oh, my goodness, it's going right for Fort Laramie. That shot by Isaac Ratterman, if you can picture this, fans, he threw it up there hard. It hit the back of the rim. Didn't kick way up in the air like normal. It's like it hit some...
It looked like a pitching wedge.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
That one banked
in. Then he banked the next one in. The first one hit some silly putty. That's what it was like. Silly putty on the back of the rim, stuck. Kerplunk fell through. The second shot, Isaac banked it. Going right for Fort Laramie. Don't get me wrong. Redskins deserve all the credit in the world.
Oh, they're playing really well.
Beautiful.
Playing hard.
Yep. Fine basketball game of Fort Laramie. Over guarding foul on Warman near midcourt. Finkenbein has got the 1-1. The lead for Fort Laramie, 15 again at 46-31. Free throw good by McCain Fickenbein. Second shot. How many for him now, Chuck?
It's 23 of the 32.
Well, that's not a percentage that's going to win any games.
Absolutely not.
Nope. Second free throw is in as well. And it's 46-33. Quickly up the floor, Ratterman. Loops it to Maurer. Oh, feed to Logan Eilerman. Layup is good. Left-handed Logan Eilerman. What a pass by Caleb Maurer. Quickly down the floor, it's Anna Siegel. Late dish to Ambus in among the trees. Left corner jumper. Cobb way short. Anna, rebound Fort Loramie. Looped ahead to Werman. 15-point lead Redskins. Werman, a blind pass to a teammate. And the Redskins circle the wagon.
Smart play that time by Logan Eilerman. He instead of throwing one up, he brought it back out.
3:40 to go. Deep right corner, three, Logan Eilerman. Money. Woo! Logan Eilerman canned it from long range. 18-point lead. Who would have thunk it? 51-33, Redskins. 3:27 left in the fourth. Hunt scores, broadcast.com.
Looking to buy, build, or refinance a home? Osgood Bank has you covered. Whether you're a first-time home buyer with little or no down payment, buying a home on acreage, or need cash-out refinancing, the experts at Osgood Bank are fast, friendly, and will service your home loan from start to finish. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing member, osgoodbank.com.
51-33, Fort Loramie ahead of Anna by 18, under 3.5 to go in the game. Jackson Center Pro Hardware now in Greenville too, 418 South Broadway. Call Darren Yanks. See him at the new Greenville location. Phone Darren, 330-524-3984, 330-524-3984. At your local Pro Hardware stores, get 20% off DeWalt Power Tools through mid-December, plus 11% off solid wood cabinets with soft closed doors and drawers. Choose from 17 colors and styles. And your Pro Hardware stores in Jackson Center and Greenville can get you beautiful white shaker cabinets in 3 days. Like them on Facebook. That's Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike in Jackson Center, new location, 418 South Broadway in Greenville. Special prices and professional service at your Pro Hardware stores. Yep, and a forecourt to her left. McCain Finkenbein hoists up a long three, no good off the flange. Rebound out of bounds to Fort Loramie.
Well, he knew he missed it, came all the way through the lane and got and grabbed his own rebound, but he stepped out of bounds.
3:15 left. Fort Loramie up 18. You can chalk this one up.
Oh, yeah.
Fort Loramie's got New Bremen tomorrow night here. New Bremen being upset by Minster last we heard in the third quarter. And Fort Loramie's opponent Tuesday is Botkins. Here's a long three ball, right corner lane, thrilling in and out, no good. Oh, what a rebound! Aiden Werman. Sparkling game by him. Good offensive board, up and in. 53-33 in favor of Fort Loramie. Redskins, New Bremen tomorrow night. Go to Botkins on Tuesday. Fort Loramie getting better quickly at the right time, Chuck.
Yep. This is the first time we've seen them. They're playing really well.
Backdoor cut. Carter Siegel hits McCain Fickenbein. He can't finish at the rim, but he is fouled. 2:35 to go. 53-33 in favor of Fort Loramie. Free throw, Fickenbein, good. And it's a 19-point game. Don't forget, tomorrow afternoon, we've got Minster Fort Loramie girls. 1 o'clock airtime. Tip off 1:30 or so. Everything could get moved ahead a few minutes. Tomorrow night, right back here. New Bremen, Fort Loramie. Should be a really good game. Shelby County Athletic League against the Midwest Athletic Conference. The top team from each league, Fort Loramie, brings it down the floor against pressure. And nearly a tie-up. Timeout called Fort Loramie. 2:28 to go. Redskins up 18. Say, we are a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins. And those that come to us from all around. Myers Tavern, 303 North Main. Known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We've got a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. Terrific strip loin steak dinners, only $12.50. We're proud to be a local casual hangout and welcome you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, have a burger. Phone 937-693-8271. Place your carryout from Myers Tavern, North Main and Botkins, 693-8271. We bet you won't find better. It's a good idea to get new tires right now to grip the road firmly before old man winter gets a grip on you and your driving. Check out M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Great savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Free pickup and delivery, too, at M&A. Call Geppy. That's Jeff Gebhardt. 937-295-3971, 295-3971, at the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of. That's M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. 2:20 left to go, fourth quarter. Fort Loramie was up 20 with 2:30 to go. They're up 18 at the 2:16 mark. Excuse me. Up 18 at the 2:16 mark. Here's a shot flipped in the lane by Logan Eidelman. Half hook, no good, off to the right. Rebounded by Anna Fowle in the back against the Redskins.
That should be one and one at the other end now.
I tell you what, the good thing for Anna, Chuck, is that McCain, Finkenbein, and company may not see a better defensive job on them all year long than the one employed tonight before Loramie.
Well, he's got 26 points, and quite honestly, probably should have gone to the free throw line more than he did tonight.
Right.
But nobody, absolutely nobody else helped him tonight.
Nope, nope. Not at all. May have been a few times McCain should have pulled up 12, 13 feet, taking the jumper rather than take it on in to the thicket, the cluster of players in the paint. But hard to be...
He'll sleep well tonight.
Yes. Hard to be even a little bit critical of McCain thinking
by. Oh, my goodness.
What a phenomenal player. One free throw missed, one made by Anna, 53-36 in favor of Fort Loramie, 2 minutes to go. Holscher at midcourt, handling the ball. Both teams in the double bonus. Ball fed, right corner, Lane Frilling. Dashes into the lane, spin move, bank shot, hangs on the rim, no good. Rebound popped up in the air off of Ruin Camp of Fort Loramie.
I don't know if I've ever coached a team where at the end of the game I went, hey, great job defensively. Yeah, held him to 26. But it really was a good job defensively.
Well, I said in the pregame, and you thought that's a pretty good number. I said, what, 25?
Mid-20s.
Uh-huh. And that's where Fort Loramie checked him at.
Well, you got four from Ambush, you got three from Cobb, you got two from Murray, you got one from Albers, and that's it.
And that's the real story right there. No help for McCain this evening. I like this Lane Frilling for Fort Loramie. He's got a good shot from about 12, 13 feet on in. And Anna in the forecourt to her left pitches the ball out of bounds. 93 seconds to go. Fort Loramie's up 17. It's been as much as 20 with 2.5 to go. About a minute ago, it was 53-33. Dribble drive down the lane. Caleb Maurer. Ball thrown back out on the arc. 25 feet away with the ball. Ty Ruinkamp feeds Caleb Maurer. Starts a drive. Wanted to turn the corner. Thought better of it. Run clock. And what do we have? Timeout Fort Loramie. Minute 7 left here in the fourth.
He just got a sub in.
Yep. A quick switch made by head coach Corey Britton of Fort Loramie.
Austin Plyman got into the game, 6'5 junior.
Wow, what preparation by Fort Loramie in advance of this game tonight.
Yeah, well, they had Anna scouted very well.
And it'll be up to other teams now to repeat this blueprint that was developed tonight by Fort Loramie. Anna stopped cold, 36 points. Fort Loramie's lead has been as much as 20 at 17. 44 seconds to go. Outside the right arc is Werman. 5 second count. He was dribbling while being well guarded. It's Anna Ball.
Yeah, he needs to have that count in his head.
40 seconds to go in this game. Drywall done right the Riemann way. Yep, Riemann drywall and Anna gives your home or business that clean, eye-catching, professional look. Steal midcourt, Caleb Maurer. A run out and a dunk! A dunk! Caleb Maurer stole the ball at midcourt. He flushed it down. Wow! Redskins put an exclamation mark on this game tonight.
Well, I'll tell you what, that was good ups by Caleb.
Yes. Big exclamation mark on this game tonight before Fort Loramie. A slam jam dunk by Caleb Maurer with about 12 seconds to go. Then Anna comes back with a long three, and that's it. It's over. Fort Loramie triumphant tonight in huge fashion. 55-39 over Anna. Caleb Maurer with a steal and a resounding dunk in the last dozen seconds. Anna finishes the game off with a made three by whom, Chuck?
That was Drew Dosick.
Dosick flipped in a three ball from behind the arc for Anna to close out the scoring, and it winds up 55-39. Freeman drywall in Anna, repairing, patching, finishing, doing installation, plastering, paint prep, high customer satisfaction for homes and businesses. You'll benefit from the 20-year Riemann reputation. Riemann hangs your wall board and installs your ceilings with exact precision. If you are within an hour from Shelby County and you need drywall work done, Riemann Drywall in Anna, just a call away, 937-538-0513, 937-538-0513. That's Riemann Drywall in Anna, drywall done right the Riemann way. We've got a two-minute break upcoming. Hang loose, radio station. A two-minute radio station break in just a few seconds. So many thanks here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com to our Fort Loramie sponsors with us for only Fort Loramie games. They are Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram. Our post game is upcoming. Fort Loramie clobbers Anna tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Marino from Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna. I know you're tired of feeling sluggish, bloated, in pain, and just not yourself. Let us help you get down to the bottom of what is truly going on in your body with functional medicine at Victorious Health. Functional medicine is the ultimate approach to addressing those stubborn gut issues, weight gain, and chronic pain. It's time to stop guessing what your body needs. Thanks to cutting-edge testing and highly personalized care, you'll leave Victor's Health feeling confident in your specific functional medicine plan. Get started now with your free toxicity score at victorishealth.com/radio. That's VICTRESS health.com/radio. Or give us a call at 937-232-5237.
That's Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambach Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
And welcome back here to the Fort Loramie High School gym, where the Fort Loramie Redskins have routed the Anna Rockets by a final score of 55-39. 55-39. Fort Loramie over Anna. And the Fort Loramie Redskins have now won in league play. Let's see. Beat Fairlawn, lost to Rushi. I may have mistakenly given you the wrong record for the Fort Loramie boys before our tip-off tonight in the league. Fort Loramie in league action has defeated Fairlawn, beaten Jackson Center. The loss to Rushi, the win tonight, 3-1 by way of record for Fort Loramie in league play. 4-1 overall. I erred and did not note that opening season loss to Rushi 36-22. Since then, Fort Loramie's won four straight, three in the SCAL. Meanwhile, Anna drops to 2-3 on the year, 0-2 in SCAL action. Chuck, it's our star of the game. Big win, Fort Loramie. One of the 16. It was a terrific team effort.
It was. I mean, yep. you look at some of the big stats. 18 turnovers for the Rockets, 6 for Fort Loramie. That's one of the spots. 10 of 12 from the free throw line for Fort Loramie. Another key to the win. Finkenbein had 26, and they got 13 points from everybody else. Not going to win any basketball games with that kind of output. But Finkenbein had 26. They got 4 from Ambus, 3 each from Cobb and Dosick, 2 from Murray, and a free throw from Albers. On the other side, much more balanced. 14 for Ruinkamp, who had a terrific game. 11 for Caleb Maurer, 10 for Logan Eilerman, 9 for Aiden Werman, 5 for Ryan Holscher, and then 2 each from Frilling and Isaac Ratterman. Very balanced, and they just really look good tonight. Clancy's players of the game. For Loramie, I'm going to go with Ty Ruinkamp. And on the other side, for Anna, I think I might go with McCain Finkenbein.
Well, that's a good choice. So many thanks to Clancy's, Walpock Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Clancy's brings you our star of the game on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
We spoke with you at length a few minutes ago about Riemann Drywall in Anna. A word about Stephen Ted's in Anna, one of our sponsors, your local HVAC plumbing and electrical experts at Stephen Ted's. We service, repair, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems and offer complete plumbing and electrical services. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Stephen Ted's in 2002 and have built a good reputation for offering quality products at excellent prices. We'll make your budget deliver energy and cost savings for many years to come at Stephen Ted's, 8315 State Route 119 West. Finance options are available. Phone 419-628-2645, 628-2645. Stephen Ted's, your local Lennox dealer, and proud to offer only the finest heating and cooling products. And again, we repeat here on scoresbroadcast.com, our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north of Sydney, south of Anna, 25A, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies, Sydney, Salina, Greenville and Marysville, Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. We've got you covered. GoGoffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A. LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, could not have been conceived in 2006 without big-time help from LaCalle Equipment. Thank you so much. Frisch is in Sydney, Troy in Tip City, home of the big boy in pumpkin pie. Osgood Bank and Osgood in Chickasaw and Mercer County. And in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake, Be Well, Be Good, Osgood Bank. SecureCom in Minster, SECURCOM online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. The Sydney Daily News and our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. Girls game tomorrow afternoon. We see the Fort Loramie Redskins in action once again, Chuck, on the road at Minster. Looking forward to it. Then right back here tomorrow night, Fort Loramie, New Bremen boys checking for a final on...
I was trying to get one, too. Yeah, I didn't.
Fort Loramie, New Bremen, or I should say Minster, New Bremen boys were playing tonight. And fairly late in the game, Minster held a scant four-point lead over New Bremen, who was trying to pull off the upset.
The only final I got was Jackson beat Houston 53-14.
Okay.
Glad we didn't go to that one.
So tomorrow night we are here. New Bremen at Fort Loramie boys. Tomorrow afternoon, Fort Loramie at Minster girls. Airtime 1 in the afternoon, 7 at night next Tuesday. Fort Loramie boys at Bodkins. Oh, Chuck, that shapes up to be a barn burner at the Bodkins gym.
That should be a terrific game.
And his next couple games, Houston at home on the 14th, Fairlawn away on the 17th. That just about wraps it up. 3-1 now by way of record in the Shelby County League for Fort Loramie. And the Redskins jump to 4-1 overall on the season. And tonight's loss for Anna was the Rockets' third. Rockets have been beaten twice in Shelby County League play by Bodkins and by Fort Loramie. Anna now 2-3 overall, 0-2 in the league. Great thanks tonight to our online listeners, our radio listeners. Thanks to Derek manning the board at the radio station, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. Thanks to him so much. Again, our radio station sponsors, DC Sports in Sydney, Best One Tire, Sydney Chiropractic, Reese Insurance, Minster Bank, and Emerson Wagner Realty. For Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering.
I love him.
Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Fort Loramie, where the Fort Loramie Redskins have defeated the Anna Rockets 55-39 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.